وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى أمير جنوده صلوات. In this knowledge in Islam, what we mean by the word al-ilm in different traditions of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, as per the description and tafsir provided by Shaheed al-Muhaqqiq Murtaza Mutahhari rahmatullahi alayh, the word knowledge in the ahadith of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt al-ilm stands for Ilmul Akhirah, the knowledge which is related to your final day, your day of judgment, anything and everything that is going to benefit you on the day of judgment. Seeking that knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is required from a mu'min, and that sort of knowledge which is going to benefit you on the day of judgment is your friend. That's the friend of a mu'min. And the first step of that knowledge starts by learning the basic information of all the wajibs and all the harams. Nothing less is acceptable in Islam. As soon as a person, a boy and a girl, reaches the age of Islamic maturity, the first wajib on our neck, after proving the Islamic usul-ud-din and belief system, is that we learn about the wajibat in Islam. And we learn about the muharramat, the list of haram things in Islam, the muharramat, so that we are aware what are the do's and do-nots, and we can start practicing accordingly. So this is the bare minimum ilm and knowledge which is going to benefit us. Otherwise, all the rest of the knowledges and sciences, whatever you can learn for the sake of Islam, is an Islamic knowledge. We are unlike those Roman Catholic church during the heydays of the Christian Empire in Rome, who used to torture the scientists, Galileo and Bruno and others, who were subjected to different types of tortures or punishments. Islam is a religion that supports science and advancement, and Islam is a religion which is the founder of all the sciences and knowledges. And everything has actually started from the household of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who are the madhar and reflection of the divine knowledge and all the names and attributes of Allah, including the name Al-Aleem, the knowledgeable. And Allah's knowledge is absolute in its form, and nothing but His essence, Al-Zat, nothing but the essence of Allah. So the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, representing Allah to His fullest in all His names and all His attributes, so they are also having the knowledge of all the names of Allah and all the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reflected in their spirituality. And that's why we find that their household is the source of the entire knowledge in the world, in all the sciences. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had once said that kullu ilmin, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, kullu ilmin la yakhruj min hadha al-bayt fa huwa batil. Every knowledge that doesn't come out of this house, wa ashara bi yadihi ila baytihi, and he pointed with his hand towards his house. Every knowledge that doesn't come out of this house is batil and falsehood, and he pointed with his hand towards his house. So the household of Ahlul Bayt is the source of every science. Yeah, you can learn any science, you can learn academic sciences. Islam, like I already said, is the founder and supporter of science and technology and advancement. unlike the Christian Roman Catholic Church, but whatever sciences we learn, we are supposed to learn it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping Allah in our mind, not keeping our material benefits in our mind. At the time we choose our professions, or my children choose their professions when they reach that age, what options do we put for them on the table? Those are the careers that can, through which we can serve Islam better than the rest. That should be our intention when we choose the career. What is the career through which I can serve Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam better than the rest? That's the real focus. That's where the real focus should be. And the Holy Prophet has already said, "Man ta'allama al-ilma li-takabbur mata jahilan." Whoever seeks the knowledge for the sake of becoming mutakabbir and arrogant, for the sake of takabbur and kibr, this guy is going to die away from this world as a jahil person, a blank slate. Nothing of nur of ilm will be found in his soul at the time of death. Totally void of the nuraniyat of ilm. Man mata man ta'allama al-ilma li-takabbur mata jahilan. And then the Prophet said, "Man ta'allama al-qawla duna al-amal." Whoever learns to say, to tell others, but not to practice himself. If somebody learns the knowledge to teach to others for this purpose, so that I can teach others, but without caring about practicing himself, this type of person, when he seeks any knowledge, then seeks the knowledge, mata munafiqan. At the time of death, he would die as a hypocrite and munafiq. وَمَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْعِلْمَ لِلْمُنَاظَرَ مَاتَ فَاسِقًا. Prophet said, whoever learns the knowledge for the sake of argument, so that I can make arguments and I can prove myself to be superior over the others in a gathering. So for the sake of proving myself to be, to make arguments, to debate and argument with people and make myself to be superior over them. For the sake of argument. So anyone who, the hadith has mentioned, that was, the rest was my description. So the hadith has mentioned, where's munawara? Yeah, so basically, man ta'allama al-ilma lil-munawara mata fasikan. And then the Holy Prophet said, "Man ta'allama al-ilma likathratil mal." Whoever learns the knowledge so that he can make more money out of it, for the sake of abundance of money. And I always say in my speeches regularly, and repeat this point, that we as mu'mins should have trust in the divine decisions and qada and qadr of Allah, because the money is already predestined and written and fixed. You're not going to make a single penny more even if you work overtime. You should have faith in that. And you cannot miss a single penny which was bound to reach you in the divine knowledge. And nobody can block it from reaching you. So we don't have to worry about our risk and sustenance and money, because that's guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to worry about as a believer, there has to be a difference in our behaviors. Our actions speak louder. Our policies towards the affairs in our life show whether we have the iman and faith and tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. So our actions should be speaking clearly and loudly that we are different than the rest of the crowd, because we believe that our risk and sustenance is already guaranteed. What we are supposed to focus on was knowledge. Then Imam Ali said, "Inna talab al-ilm awjab alaykum min talab al-mal," seeking the knowledge. Again, I already explained the word knowledge in the hadith of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, according to the explanation of Shaheed Mutahari, means the knowledge which is beneficial on the Day of Judgment. Any knowledge and every knowledge. You learn mathematics, you learn physics, you learn usul al-fiqh, the laws of Islamic jurisprudence, you learn the Islamic jurisprudence, ilm al-fiqh, you learn ilm al-kalam, the knowledge of Islamic belief system, you learn philosophy, you learn logic, ilm al-mantiq, you learn ilm al-irfan. Any knowledge and every knowledge which is going to benefit you on the Day of Judgment is what the Prophet has meant than what Imam Ali Islam has meant in his hadith. So, any knowledge, talab al-ilm, awjab alaykum min talab al-mal. Seeking the knowledge of akhirat is more wajib on you than seeking money. So, man ta'allab al-ilm likasrat al-mal, mata zindiqan, Prophet said. Anyone who learns, seeks the knowledge for the sake of making more money. So this type of person is going to die away as zindiq. Zindiq are those people who have nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't know what Allah and Tawheed is all about. Totally unaware of God. So anyone who seeks any knowledge, anyone who seeks the knowledge for the sake of making more money out of it, at the time of death, this person would be totally non-mahram towards Allah. No connection with God. وَمَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْعِلْمَ لِلْعَمَلْ مَاتَ مُؤْمِنًا. Prophet said, whoever seeks the knowledge for the sake of acting upon it, I myself correct myself first. That's the purpose of me learning the knowledge, so that I can correct myself, I can follow the footsteps of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. I can seek the pleasure of Allah by correcting myself. This type of person at the time of death will die away as a mu'min, as a believer. So, knowledge is the friend of a mu'min. That's the real friend, because through knowledge we learn what is the outcome and aqibat, aqibatul umur, what's the outcome of my actions. Knowledge is the guide that teaches me, that informs me about the outcome of my actions. And because we know the outcomes of our actions, we are afraid of getting punished from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know if you do this action, you're going to get the reward. If you don't do that bad action, you're going to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by knowing the outcomes of the actions, we straighten ourselves and we follow according to what Allah has commanded. So this is through the knowledge that we learn.
And we correct ourselves. In the it's only the scholars who fear Allah among his servants. It's only the scholars who fear Allah. So if we find that we have less fear towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means we sometimes keep on doing our wrongs in our life. God forbid, that we must understand that we have the knowledge aspect missing in our soul, or less and decreased in our soul. So that's the reason, because the more you have knowledge, the more you will have taqwa and fear of Allah. And the lesser your knowledge, the lesser you would fear Allah. And the higher your knowledge, the higher you would fear Allah.
Likewise, it is important to remember that knowledge will provide you power. خُيِّرَ دَاوُدْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ بَيْنَ الْعِلْمِ وَالْمُلْكِ فَاخْتَارَ الْعِلْمِ عَلَى الْمُلْكِ. Dawood alayhi salam was given the option of choosing between knowledge and power. خلافت, حكومت, ملك, اقتدار, power. And he chose knowledge over the khilafat and iqtidar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him both. So if you choose the power, then you will be deprived of the knowledge. But if you choose knowledge, the power and khilafat will follow you. You will automatically be the one who would be ruling. So in Islam, the rule belongs to those who have knowledge. The one who has the highest level of knowledge is the ruler. Even in the case of the concept of walayatul faqih, we believe the same thing. The ruler, the wali, has to be the most knowledgeable person. Isn't that right? So because it's actually his knowledge that the people are following. It's not him that we are following. It's actually his faqahat and adalat, in the real sense that we are following. Because we don't find a person having his level of in-depth faqahat, knowledge of Islamic jurisprudence, found anywhere else other than in his soul. And his level of adalat and high level of taqwa, including the personal affairs of life, including the financial affairs of human life, including the social affairs of human life, including the political affairs of human life, all inclusive Islamic duties taught by the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt, not just some segments of human life. So if, because we don't find the adal, including adalat, belief and proof for that, he himself is also bound to follow his own expertise of fiqahat. Isn't that right? He cannot go against his own knowledge. So he himself is also bound to follow what the ilm al-fiqh is dictating him. He is also himself bound to follow what his adalat and justice is dictating him. He's not above the law. So actually the law is the one which is ruling over Islamic Ummah, not the person in the real sense. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced in the Holy Quran, Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard, fahkum bayna an-nas bil haqq. Suddenly we have made you khalifa in earth, so you rule between the people with haqq. So we find the khilafat was, in other words, what we understand in the light of this ayat. And this khilafat was given to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam because of his knowledge. And if we have the knowledge, that means we know our fariza and duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any given period of our life, wherever we may be living, whenever, at whatever period of time, situation where we may be living. If we know what is our fariza and duty towards Allah in the light of the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, if we know what is our duty, then we will be, of course, we are half the way through, of course, now we have to practice that, but basically, it's the knowledge that guides us what we are supposed to do towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of the knowledge, if you know your duties towards Allah and you go to sleep, your sleep is considered to be superior than the worship of the simple-minded mu'min, the other guy who doesn't know what his fariza and duty towards Allah is, and is practicing and doing different types of worships and ibadat without seeking the proper knowledge of Islam, how to do those ibadat. Your sleep is considered to be superior than his worships. نَوْمٌ نَعَئِلٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ صَلَاةٍ فِي شَكْ. So we find the superiority given to the knowledge is something which is overwhelming, and I'm personally, as a mu'min, would like to advise all of you respectable brothers that it's really an alarm bell ringing for all of us here in the United States. If the parents who are living in the Western countries, specifically in the US, because we are right now in the US, but generally speaking in the entire West, if the parents who are living in these countries do not feel their responsibility towards the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, tomorrow we may end up into a huge chaos and huge gap, because we have 17 plus states in the United States where we have centers available but no scholar. 17 plus states where there are centers but no scholar. And this is an alarm bell. You know, because we already know, mashallah, you already know that learning the Islamic knowledge is ilm is wajib kifai. You know, it's wajib. So when we find there's gap available, when we find there's less people available who can do the job, so the job cannot be done until there's a sufficient number of people to handle the job. So when the sufficient number of people are not available, everybody is liable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless and until the sufficient number of people show up and the job is done, then the liability is also removed from our neck. So this can only happen if we have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fact that Allah is the one who has guaranteed our risk. And as you step out, you know, طالب العلم يستغفر له كل شيء. The person who goes out of his house for seeking the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, every single thing around you is seeking maghfirat and forgiveness, doing istighfar for you. At-tayr fi as-sama', the birds in the sky, and wal-hitan fi al-bahr, and the fishes in the sea, even the fishes inside the oceans, all of them are praying for you if you step out of your house with the niyat of seeking the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ لَتَضَعْ أَجْنِحَتَهَا تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِ طَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. The angels of God spread their wings under the feet of a student who goes out for seeking knowledge. Under the student, and the student's feet, طَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ, under his feet. So this is the importance that we need to realize about seeking knowledge in Islam. And this knowledge is our, you know, al-ilmu khaleel al-mu'min, Prophet said. Let's know what attribute is serving, which role in the human life. It's a very important hadith. Ilm, knowledge, is the friend of a mu'min. And then Prophet said, wal-hilmu waziruhu. Some of our urafa have said that the Islamic value called al-hilm, which usually, in a very simplistic translation, we say it's patience, bodhbari. And that's exactly, that's a Farsi Persian word, bodhbari. And that's the same we use in the Urdu language. But our urafa said the word al-hilm has no translation in the English, in the Farsi language. So hilm is like so many other Islamic values of Quran that has no translation in any language actually, in the real sense. So, and because of this hilm, so Prophet has said, al-hilmu waziruhu. Hilm is his advisor, his wazir, his deputy, his vicegerent, somebody who is with him to keep a check on him, keep on advising him so that he always does what is the right thing to do. This is the job of a wazir, isn't that right? So, hilm is our wazir. Whenever we end up in an anger situation, we become angry on something, it's the hilm that puts a check on our behavior and brings us back to the straight path. It's the hilm that makes us not to cross the red lines in the anger. Because all the sins that we perform are either through because of the anger problem, al-ghadab, or through the shahwat, the desires. We are two root causes for all the sins which are committed. So much so that the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, yeah, and even in the day's majlis, because somebody asked me to clarify the hadith which I was talking about from the Holy Prophet, meant about to Imam Ali alayhi salam, that if I was not afraid of people saying about you what they have said about Isa, in other words, I would have said, such a thing or things, whatever that can, wherever you walk by, people will pick up the soil from under your feet. That's what we learn in the light of the hadith. Of course, the explanation which I gave, so that you can make your eyes surma or keep barakat for your barakat, those were my explanations, but that's not part of the hadith. What the hadith says, they would have picked up the soil from under your feet. That's the maqmul of the riwayat. So, we find the hadith of the Holy Prophet says, كَادَ الْحِلْمُ أَن يَكُونَ نَبِيًّا. Hilm was close of becoming a prophet. The value of hilm in Islam itself was close to become a prophet. That's really, you can understand how great the value of hilm is. Because people keep on saying, you know, Maulana, maine to fulan sahab ko gusse mein aake ye keh diya tha. Gusse mein aake maine kisi ke saath badtameezi keh di. Nazeba alfaz istemal keh diye. I used abusive language towards somebody, towards my family members, towards my wife, my kids, my friends, whatever. Because I was in anger. Well, that's exactly where we were supposed to control ourselves. That's the role of hilm. If we had the value of hilm, because you don't say nothing to anybody when you are happy. Isn't that right? You don't use the abusive language towards anybody when you are happy.